Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI22-014. This is regarding Mr. Timothy Fogarty. The time is now 9:03 on March 9th, 2022. My name is Philip Carden, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We'll start with Orlean.
Orlean Loera, board staff.
Tim Fogarty, home inspector.
Tim Fortunato, home inspector.
Chantel Cornett, committee member, public committee member.
Bruce Labelle, EAC member, licensed home inspector, state of Arizona.
Judith Stakely, executive director.
Dennis Knobly, EAC member.
Eric Zumak, EAC member, licensed home inspector.
Deanie?
And does that leave me, the Assistant Attorney General, Deanie Ray?
And Ms. Pfeiffer?
Oh, yes, Alicia Pfeiffer, complainant.
Okay, thank you. So this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All participants need to speak with clarity and volume for the recorder. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. This is important for me to properly identify who is speaking when I review the audio recording. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 22, 2021. Related to a home inspection at 10249 East Celtic Drive in Scottsdale, Arizona on February 1st, 2021. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'll ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. And at this point, I've only received conflict of interest from Ms. Cornett and Mr. Labelle. So as long as Mr. Knobly and Mr. Zumak, if you're able to email those to me soon, that would be great.
I'll have that to you ASAP.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Get it to you.
All right. So, Ms. Cornett.
Yes, I've reviewed the materials and am prepared to proceed.
Okay, Mr. Labelle.
I have reviewed and I am ready to participate.
Mr. Knobly?
Yes, I have reviewed the case and I am ready to participate.
And Mr. Zumak?
I have reviewed the case and I'm ready to participate.
Okay, thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and any witnesses. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait in the lobby. You'll be called when it is time for your interview. And any party on the phone will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it's your turn for the interview. So this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence.
I'd like to move that we go into executive session.
Okay. and
Bruce LaBelle.
A second?
It's been longer than a week since I've been here.
Chantel, second.
Okay. Okay. And we need an individual vote as well. Ms. Chantel.
Affirm.
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 Okay.
I'm going to use the big words because she's here.
We are now ending public session and will be entering into executive session on March 9th, 2022 at 9:09.